Hi, Dharma friends, Gary here. Welcome back to Weekly Wasa, a podcast of the American Buddhist Study Center. In this podcast, you can listen to the Wasan verses of Shinran Shonin, the founder of the Jodo Shinshu School of Buddhism. This is episode number 36. Today, we're continuing with Shinran's verses on Master Shandao, the fifth master in his lineage. Shandao lived in China from 613 to 681 of the Common Era, and you already know that his influence on Shinran was key, and that one of his most important contributions to Shinran's understanding is how simply saying or vocalizing the name of Amida Buddha is sufficient for awakening. In today's group of five verses, we further learn about being single-minded in focusing only on the Pure Land Path, and that the fundamental intent of Shakyamuni Buddha's 84,000 Dharma gates is that those who think on Amida Buddha will attain enlightenment without fail. So, as before, I will read each verse three times. Let's listen to the words of Shinran, even if only in translation, just as our Shin Buddhist ancestors did. Koso Wasan, Hymns of the Pure Land Masters, by Gutoku Shinran. Master Shandao, 26 hymns based on his writings. Number 67. Practicers who pray for worldly benefits, although they may perform chiefly the saying of the Buddha's name, are also termed people of mixed praxis. In rejecting such practice, it is taught that not one in a thousand attains birth. Number 67. Practicers who pray for worldly benefits, although they may perform chiefly the saying of the Buddha's name, are also termed people of mixed praxis. In rejecting such practice, it is taught that not one in a thousand attains birth. Shinran's note: not one in a thousand. Master Hui Quan's commentary states not one in 10,000. Number 68. Although their meanings are not the same, sundry practices and mixed praxis are alike. Acts which are not the practice that leads to the Pure Land are all termed sundry practices. Number 68. Although their meanings are not the same, sundry practices and mixed praxis are alike. Acts which are not the practice that leads to the Pure Land are all termed sundry practices. Shinran's note: sundry practices and mixed praxis. Sundry practices are all the various practices. Mixed praxis refers to performing the auxiliary acts while praying for benefits of this world. Number 69. Master Shantao, calling the Buddhas to bear witness, led us to overturn the two minds of meditative and non-meditative practices. Presenting the parable of the two rivers of greed and anger, he assured the safeguarding of the Shinjin of the universal vow. Number 69. Master Shantao, calling the Buddhas to bear witness, led us to overturn the two minds of meditative and non-meditative practices, presenting the parable of the two rivers of greed and anger. He ensured the safeguarding of the Shinjin of the universal vow. Shinran's Notes, Calling the Buddhas to Bear Witness. Shantou addressed the Buddhas of the Ten Quarters, praying to them to become witnesses to his composition of a commentary on the Contemplation Sutra. Greed, to desire a woman, to desire a man. Anger, to be wrathful and enraged. Safeguarding, shugo. Shu means, for example, becoming the ruler of a country and protecting it. Go means gathering all together and protecting, though not becoming the country's ruler. Number 70. Even when the time of the extinction of the sutras has come, foolish beings, by encountering the true teaching of the universal vow, the exposition of which was the fundamental intent of the Tathagata's appearance in the world, will think on Amida and attain enlightenment. Number 70. Even when in the time of the extinction of the sutras has come, foolish beings, by encountering the true teaching of the universal vow, the exposition of which was the fundamental intent of the Tathagata's appearance in the world, will think on Amida and attain enlightenment. Shinran's Notes. Extinction of the Sutras. The extinction of the Buddha's teaching. There will be, for 10,000-year period of the last Dharma age, only accommodated teachings and not the real thing. After 10,000 years, the teaching of Amida will survive for 100 years. True teaching, to take the true and real as the essence. True is the opposite of temporary and provisional. The 84,000 Dharma gates are provisional teachings. The Pure Land Way alone is the true teaching. Number 71. The inconceivable working of the power of Buddha Dharma is such that external hindrances and karmic fetters do not obstruct us. Hence, the universal primal vow of Amida is termed the decisive cause of birth. Number 71. The inconceivable working of the power of Buddha Dharma is such that external hindrances and karmic fetters do not obstruct us. Hence, the universal primal vow of Amida is termed the decisive cause of birth. Shinran's Note, decisive cause. It is superior to all the various good acts. So from the top, Koso Wasan, Hymns of the Pure Land Masters by Gutoku Shinran, Master Shantou, 26 hymns based on his writings. Number 67. Practicers who pray for worldly benefits, although they may perform chiefly the saying of the Buddha's name, are also termed people of mixed praxis. In rejecting such practice, it is taught that not one in a thousand attains birth. Number 68. Although their meanings are not the same, sundry practices and mixed praxis are alike. Acts which are not the practice that leads to the Pure Land are all termed sundry practices. Number 69. Master Shandao, calling the Buddhas to bear witness, led us to overturn the two minds of meditative and non-meditative practices, presenting the parable of the two rivers of greed and anger. He ensured the safeguarding of the Shinjin of the universal vow. Number 70. Even when the time of the extinction of the sutras has come, foolish beings, by encountering the true teaching of the universal vow, the exposition of which was the fundamental intent of the Tathagata's appearance in the world, will think on Amida and attain enlightenment. Number 71. The inconceivable working of the power of Buddha Dharma is such that external hindrances and karmic fetters do not obstruct us. Hence, the universal primal vow of Amida is termed the decisive cause of birth. So those are our wasan for this week. Thank you for listening. Next week, we will continue with the next five in this series. And until then, I hope you're well, and always say the name of the Buddha, Namo Amida Butsu, 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 Namo Amida Butsu.